And the United Auto Workers approved a new contract with Chrysler over the weekend. Up next, Ford. This week, the union may start negotiations with the weakest of Detroit's big three. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Ford lost more than $12 billion last year, and it borrowed nearly twice that. As collateral, it put up assembly plants, even its famous blue oval logo. Gary Chason teaches industrial relations at Clark University in Worcester, Massachusetts. He calls Ford the industry's sick old man.
It's been very complacent, and it's been selling the same cars for a number of years, but people would always buy those. They've borrowed huge amounts of money, and they are essentially burning through their cash.
GM and Chrysler have already won big concessions following short strikes. The union will take over retiree health care. The companies will be able to hire thousands of new workers at half pay, creating a two-tier wage system. The firms say they need those breaks to compete better with the likes of Toyota and Honda. But Ford may need to cut costs even more so it can revamp its product line. Dennis Virag is an auto consultant in Ann Arbor.
Consumers are not looking to buy vehicles that were designed 3 to 5 years ago. They're looking for the latest designs, for the latest features. And that takes continuous investment in product development.
But Ford could face fierce resistance. Gary Walkowitz repairs F-150 pickup trucks at a plant in Dearborn, Michigan. He's also a member of Soldiers of Solidarity, a union dissident group.
I believe this contract would be devastating to the future of auto workers in this country. I think the two-tier wage system could bring down eventually the standard of living for all auto workers, and it's a terrible contract.
Union President Ron Gettelfinger has said he expects to get a deal with the company and avoid a strike. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.